This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shithead? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy, Johnny G. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout. Arthur's not technically in here. He's out with my wife, who's working from home today and excited that I'm screaming and smoking weed in the house. Speaking of smoking weed, joining me are two guys who I think I've only seen in the last 4 months absolutely baked. the hosts of the I'm Too Effing High podcast and live show out here. Legendary stoners, two guys who I just lost confidence in saying their last names correctly as I started. James Mastriani, Drew Uday Singh.
You got it.
Yeah, dude. Dhruv Uday Singh. I was so concerned about Singh or Singe at that moment. You know when you don't say something out loud, you forget how all of a sudden I've read it 1,000 times. I've known Drew for 5 years, so I should probably know that by now.
I've mispronounced so many people's last names on I'm Too Effing High on the podcast, and even like in the live show,
Ali Gandor, Ali Kandahar once.
Kandahar, yeah.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. And I almost every time we do the live show, I immediately forget anybody's credits to introduce.
Totally forgivable in your show.
Yeah.
Mono has been on this podcast 10 times. And every time I'm like, Betsy Sodaro and Mono Agapian. And I'm like, lose confidence so fast. He's like, close. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. We are friends, I promise. You don't have to say someone's last name when you say Dhruv or Mono.
Yeah, that's really true.
At least not in our current circles. Yeah. You know, maybe there's other countries where you have to follow up. No one goes, which Dhruv?
Yeah, not
it.
Which
Mono? Right? Dhruv. That's why I go by Gabrus. No one ever says which Gabrus, unless you're on Long Island and you're wondering which brother you're getting drunk next to. Guys, we're going to talk about weed today.
Right? Hell yeah.
Under the excuse that now I'm allowed to smoke dope before dark. But before,
I mean, there's a beautiful palm blunt wrap joint going around.
Yeah, I got one of those palm leaf blunts. You've probably heard me scream about it on other podcasts. I'm obsessed with it. It's really yummy. I'm like coughing my fucking brains out.
It is delicious.
It's really good. Loaded up with some top shelf sativa, I think electric lemonade from delivery from Greenlee. Greenlee.me. I'm going to just try to get sponsors of this podcast. We're smoking King's palm leaf blunts and a Pax Era vaporizer and a just rattling off. Lowell Smokes ashtray.
Yeah.
Kroger seltzer water.
Kroger seltzer. We're recording this on iPhones. Send me a free. Apple should sponsor this podcast. Yeah. Apple Podcast. Guys, as always, now I'm stoned and I'm going to talk too fast, but if you rate me 5 stars on iTunes or Apple Podcasts and roast me in the comments, I read them on air. So here's some shit that people are saying about me.
Oh, no.
The title of this review is Eric's Nap Time. I mean, this by Eric's Nap Time called Jim Grabus. Jim Grabus is probably best known as Adam Pally's fattest friend from the TV show The Getaway. The cameras follow Adam on a trip to Las Vegas, and Jim can be seen in the background throughout the episode. Unfortunately for Jim, his career has gone downhill ever since, but at least he's still trying, I guess. Wow, dude, that hurts. yes. I was on a show on Esquire called The Getaway where Adam Pally took us to Las Vegas. They like take a celebrity on vacation, like Mick Brayer went to Hawaii and like Missy Elliott went to Jamaica. And then they were like, Pally's like, can we go to Vegas and can I bring 5 friends? They were like, sure. And he just like had us. We had a bachelor party in our 30s.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's really good to have famous friends, except when they move to New York and stop getting you work on shows. Fuck you, Adam Pally. Here's a review. I can't even fucking read right now. wait, where did that just go? Oh man, I've read all these. This is bad. I'll just fly down to a random one. Is this good content? I don't edit.
This is great content. Are these people like are these genuine or are they was that dude trolling you?
I think because I request it.
You request them to roast you.
But people people really have started to, I think you can gauge by how I respond what the shit that really hurts. Because lately, they've been very much like career, like, and all of his friends are getting famous. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Really hitting your darkest day.
Yeah, I'm like, my therapist is all over my fucking Instagram, all over my fucking iTunes message board.
Jeez.
Here's one that says, it's from Colin Colt, and the title of the review is, not the worst. It's not good, but it's not the worst. If it was, John would eat it. I actually don't know what that means. Guys, as always, I'm really high right now. As always, rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, and I will read your review on air. Enough of that shit. Let's chat. Weed.
Anybody that's been listening to this has been listening to nothing but coughing. With little spurts of English.
Yeah, and it's barely English. It's arguably English. It's not. I'm like ESL because of my accent and how high I am right now.
Because you're from Long Island?
I'm from, you don't know? Have I not talked about it? Hey, listeners to this podcast, this might be the first time I've talked about being from Long Island. Let me get all the topics out of the way. Weed, I'm trying to get in shape, Long Island, lifeguarding. I say those things in every episode. I'm obsessed.
Lifeguarding.
Guarding's always the fourth.
Yeah, that was the best job I've ever had. Don't get me started on it, boys. Let's talk reefer. This was inspired because, A, I've been on your live show and your studio show a couple of times. That's love doing it.
Yeah. We love having you.
It's really a podcast like that's why the fuck am I doing a midnight podcast? Yeah. And then it's solely to get high with you guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just a
trick.
Party.
It's a real trick to get a stoner comedian to like, yeah, I guess I'll hang out. You said we just keep blazing all night.
Yeah.
And then you can like tell your wife, I got a show tonight.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm eating edibles and fucking smoking weed and watching Jacob take bong rips. This might be getting down to the end, so you might get a hot shot, so be careful.
Okay, thank you.
Coupled by your recent, Drew's recent appearance on The Dumbbells.
That's right,
Also a HeadGum podcast, really love that show.
Where I also was talking about getting high, because they had questions about weed because of our podcast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's where it came from. You talked about a tabletop vaporizer.
That's right.
And I was about to email you and go, Drew, you got to tell me the name of that.
Oh, I would have brought that if I could.
Yeah, you didn't have to do it. But then I realized, how about I just have Drew on the podcast to talk about it? Then I was like, oh, James and I have been talking about doing a weed episode. I was like, oh, they're both on the same podcast. Yeah, Come on over, perfect. Motherfuckers. What is the name of that vaporizer?
So for the listeners who are keeping track of that, if you want to get on the podcast, just have something that Gabrus wants to know. You'll be invited on the show.
That's how lazy I am. Rather than just like text you to get the answer, I'm like, can you come over to my house, get high with me, and let me scream questions at you for an hour?
It's called a vape exhale. V-A-P-E.
Vaping to exhale? That's a fucking pun, dude.
There it is. That was a fucking pun.
That was a fucking pun, dude.
What's funny is on The Dumbbells, I think Stanger immediately made a waiting to exhale joke.
Of course. We're both in our late 30s and white guys. Is it like the volcano is my
It doesn't look like it, but it's a similar thing that you're putting flour in it. It looks like you've smoked out of it.
It's fucking amazing. It's the best.
My wife really wants me to switch to vaping for the sake of
the
house.
So good for your lungs.
Yeah, and I just don't like oil. I mean, I smoke it.
Agree.
I got to fly with it, but I'll take it if we're at
it's a different kind of high. Wax isn't as good a high. I prefer flour too, and I feel like the thing about this is you put flour in it. Not only is it like that kind of flour high, it's good. It's a smooth fucking hit.
But the
hit,
flour
like it
flavor and smell.
It has got the flavor and smell, and you can modulate the temperature. So for certain strains, they recommend different temperatures to get the best possible flavor and like hit.
What are the mechanics of this thing? Does it fill up a balloon? Does it fill up a tube?
No. It's to describe what it looks like. It looks like
Drew's holding one of my dildos right now.
Yeah.
So it's it looks like this. That one's clean, but don't touch the red one, all right?
Oh, okay. Oh.
That one's very dirty.
Now, pretend my asshole is a lighter.
Show me how this works.
Now, let's show gamers how this works.
Okay, if you're following from home, Drew has a clean dildo in his hand. Mastriani is gaping, saying, use my asshole as a lighter.
Okay, hang on. Okay, and James, you just want to use your mouth to take the hit?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You were explaining how it works.
Oh, what it looks like. It looks like, it's so hard to, this is like a challenge.
What's the device? How do you hit it? How do you hit it?
So it's almost like a bong.
It like, is like a bong.
It looks like a bong. It's. Yeah. I wish I. Oh, we can't pull up pictures because of the rule in your show. it looks like a can that's getting smaller towards the top. Okay. So like a pyramid, and then there's like a you put a glass. You fill up. There's a little chamber there for flour. You grind up weed. Put it in there, and then you put a glass thing on top that's got a little like a thing sticking out, kind of like a bong, but like it looks like a bong, like glass
with a little piece sticking out.
With a little piece sticking out, and you take a hit, and so the vapor fills up that like chamber, and you can put water in. Mine has like a chamber for. There's different types of tops you can get for it. I got one with like a little chamber for water.
Oh, that's so great!
So it smooths it out even more, and then you take a hit. And at the bottom on the can thing, it's you plug it in, and it's got like a temperature knob.
Cool. Yeah, because like the best thing I found so far that's similar. I love a volcano. I love when someone busts a volcano out at a party. But also the PAX 3 is the best you can find, right? I think, at least personally, that burns flour. The little the one. Not the era that looks like the USB stick. That's an oil one with the cartridges.
Right.
Oh, wait, we can't go online, but I can pull out props, I feel like.
That's
I have all these things. This is the
I've seen the early packs. I don't think I've seen the early packs.
I've seen the early packs too.
The two is just like new. Yeah. It's like a newer version of that. Whoa, I have like a little whole kit here. Oh, that usually has weed in it. And the charger. Yeah, so we're talking about right now, this is like the PAX 2 or the PAX 3.
And to be clear to listeners, Gabrus has pulled out a small vibrator.
You just press this against your perineum, turn it up to super hot temperature.
Oh my God.
That's the closest I found to being able to vape, like the healthiest way to, because I'm a joint guy, even over bowls, because I don't want to clean
stuff. I love a fucking joint.
Yeah.
There's something about the ritual of it, too.
Yeah.
That's cool. Especially to share. I smoke a lot to the dome by myself on my patio, on my porch, and you guys have now currently been to my house. There ain't much out there. It's like dust step.
Yeah.
But I smoked a ton of joints out there. And, I would, sharing one, I think, is like splitting a bottle of wine. It has like the same vibe.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely.
Because like it ends, you know what I mean? And you're like, hey.
All right, we did it. We did our thing.
We know that should have been enough.
Yeah.
And then you're like, should we open another? Yeah. You know, should we take it to the next level? Right. But that's why I equate those two. I equate dabbing to do fucking snorting Jaeger.
Yep.
And
then dabbing to me is like snorting a hard fucking drug.
Yeah. It's dabbers?
I've only dabbed twice and I'll never do it again.
Really?
I mean, I'll probably do it again.
I've dabbed.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you talked me into
it. Because I just pulled out a really big dildo. So if you're keeping track, there's a vibrator, one clean dildo, one dirty dildo, one big dildo. Do you dab, James?
And if
James?
You are keeping track, very, very weird.
Holy shit.
Someone's got a notepad.
You fucking psychopath.
Yeah, someone's got like... Jonathan Doe in 7 level writing in like a one of those marble notebooks, but like like 6 fonts, just filled pages with like drawings and shit. You're like, what the fuck, man?
That's so funny.
Like, I tracked it all, man. The Illuminati's in the dildos. What do you dab, James? That was the last thing I said, I think.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I don't own the
you don't have an oil
device.
Rig.
Yeah. Well, I do have an oil rig on a battery.
Oh.
And I actually have it here with me as well. And it's, you can put, you can put wax or oil on the coil.
Oh.
And you like open it up like this.
So it's not a tank. It's a refillable vape, but it still works with like weed, with the shatter and whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Shatter.
I got some good shit here. I have no way to blaze it if you want to use it.
I am so high right now. Now it's really kicking in. That sativa was fucking amazing.
That looks great.
This is Mango Haze. Haze butter. And I should shout it out because he's my boy too. From, if you're in the San Diego area, Mount Olympus Dispensary. It's very good. My boy is a Long Island guy. Real. I can vouch for how good his product is, but I can also vouch, without saying the owner's name just to protect him here, but I could vouch for this guy has been smoking dope for a long time. he's my little brother's close friend from childhood, and like I think they got me into weed. So,
holy shit.
So I recommend Mount Olympus in the San Diego area. An unofficial sponsor because, yo, my man, he came up to visit. My brother Flew was hanging out with him down there, and he was coming up. I'm like, yo, bring some crazy shit for us to blaze. And he brought up a fucking Philly's blunt box, a Dutch Master box, opened 5 Dutch Masters, a
ounce of weed, like everything. God. He gifted me with so much pre rolls, the luxury like Keith dusted pre rolls, and they were all fire. So, but also we smoked like a huge blunt that we put like Keef oil grass in. We just went fucking ate shit. We were like we rolled a. They call them cartoon blunt. Like, they joke that it's like, this is stupid. Like, we're wasting money. But they own dispensaries, so they have, like, at cost.
So much
shit.
Weed. Yeah. They probably sweep up, like, right. a fucking pound of weed every right. day.
Yeah, if you're fine with smoking, not trim, that's like the pussy, shake.
Trim.
If you're cool like with smoking the trim, then yeah. you're cool with me. Wait, like, I'm so woke. No, I believe trim is actually pussy. 36-year-old married man.
Yeah.
I get on the radio and I talk about trim. Sweet piece of trim over here.
I like that you call your podcast The Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, this is SiriusXMU, dude. I'm Jenny Eliscu. Man, I have Sirius. That's pretty fucking dope.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Is this a stoner conversation or not? I just keep rattling off whatever I'm like Robin Williams. Like Sirius. Well, let's be serious. Can I be serious for a minute? Sirius.
I'm a robot named Sirius.
Sirius Black, I'm here to protect you, Harry. You're my nephew. I can do this. I can do this. Fucking losing my mind over here.
I'm
peeking too, and so you guys know. Some people out there will tell you they're not like they can't. They love to get high, but they don't like to get high like socially at parties and stuff.
Right,
or they say I get super shy, I get shut in. I've always been able to blaze like at parties and keep myself
too.
Together.
Yeah,
I don't
too.
Mind talking to people. Yeah, I mean, obviously you guys don't mind performing monthly.
Yeah,
stone to the bone.
It's definitely gotten for me a progressively built thing because yeah. Once you do it every month for that long, you start being like, oh yeah, I can.
I'm kind of good at this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I realize that whenever I. Spoiler alert, if I'm ever doing improv, if I'm ever doing ASCAT at a festival, it's the highest I've ever done improv. I wouldn't say week to week I'm getting high at the UCB show, but I'll tell you that if you ever see me do it, like if anyone's listening saw me at ASCAT in South By, I was like tripping balls. My legs felt like they were in fucking cement. I was so hot.
Where was this?
At South By Southwest.
Oh, really?
I think you're allowed that at festivals.
Right,
that's kind of the unspoken rule. I've been,
if
DCM,
you're not giving me money, if you're not giving me money then I'm allowed like I appreciate you flying me out there, but if I'm not getting paid, I'm partying.
Right,
and
yeah.
I'll happen to do
and
a
you
show
can do
too.
Improv is one of those things you can do very well high.
Yeah.
I think for I most think people not
I,
everyone but
I
it's
know
possible
I'm worse at it when I'm stoned.
Sure.
I know I'm worse at it, but I enjoy it more.
Right.
Because I'm like just into it more because I'm just into everything more.
Yeah.
But I'm not as good.
Right.
For sure.
For me, I feel like I wouldn't do it again. I would never do like a Harold high or some form where you have to have any kind of memory or retention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where like,
that's the hard part is like, that's the hard part too is like, what was that first scene again?
Yeah. But I would do any other form or whatever. Yeah. You'll be so fine. Doing
that's good. I truly know, like, if it's a big show, I'll be like, I'm not blazing before it, or like, I'm taking 3 hours off and having a coffee before it.
I'll do that.
Because I just
want
to be shuck loose a little bit before I get on stage for a show I want to be good in.
Yeah.
And, like, at the festival, getting high, Horatio's there, smoking, former guest of the podcast, Smoking Buddy. I love a dude. There's another dude. You don't have to say his last name. You know who the fuck
Horatio
I'm talking about. Horatio. Yeah, Horatio Alger. Horatio Hornblower, actually. we were doing I mean, I hope Besser doesn't care, but Horatio jammed something in my pocket and said, you have to eat this before the show's over.
Oh, my God.
And I, like, took it out and popped it in my mouth. And he likes those cushy punches, you know, those little cubes.
Yeah.
Punch, unofficial sponsor. Hey, I'll do it.
What kind of milligrams are we talking?
That's what I should have looked at.
Oh,
first,
no.
I popped it in my mouth and then, like, because I was sneaking it.
Oh,
because
no.
I'm on the back line during ASCAP.
He handed you on the back line?
And he stuck it in. Yeah, he stuck it to me during the show.
Oh, my God. Not, like, before the show.
This is during, on the back line. So I take out a piece, pop it in my mouth, and then I go to give it back to him. And when I look at it, it says TKO on it. And I'm like, that's bad.
Oh, no.
This is flavor. And then it was like a 200 milligram, and I ate like a quarter of it. So I had 50, thinking I'm eating like 10 to 20.
Oh,
and
my
I ate
God.
50. And I was like, by the end of the show, Betsy was in it too, and she's just the funniest person. Yeah. I was just like kind of standing in a scene with her, just like looking at her and laughing. I was like, felt like my legs were in a pool. And I'm like, I'm really fucking high.
It's also terrifying to get high progressively over the course of a show. Like if you haven't been high at the beginning,
right?
That's so terrifying to suddenly feel it coming.
Right.
On.
Yeah,
let's do that as an experiment one time. Let's ask Beth if we can have UCB Sunset have some heavy duty stoners. We all eat like 100 milligrams of weed and start at right as we start an improv in 1 hour long improv show.
Oh man,
wouldn't that be
that
fun?
Would be one of our satellite shows. Like not the main show, but you know, we're doing an additional
that
show.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of a variety show, once we get like heavy, we get like great improvisers.
Yeah, and then want to get
a dynasty typewriter. Yeah, that'd be amazing. Fun.
Let's do fucking I'll captain it. I'll get all the big ones. Eat like 75 milligrams and then start a show.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. Sponsored by Uber's Home.
Oh man. I feel like one person will have to leave the stage at some point.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Sure. Oh yeah.
100 milligrams easily.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to leave the stage.
Yeah,
that's
I'll have so to
much.
Lay down afterwards. I do not want to do a Q&A or like pictures with fans after.
Q&A. Oh my god. Could you imagine?
Right when you're peeking, everyone's allowed to walk very close to you and scream a question in your face. Ask you 5 questions in a row, no break. The most stressful thing. Whenever I'm stuck, the second I get high, I'm like, oh, I feel fucking great. I'm so baked.
What inspires you, dude?
Yeah, my phone rings all of a sudden. It's like my mom, and she's like, what time was that flight you said you were going on next? Like, and there's just like 10 questions in a row, and I'm like, this is the only thing I'm not prepared for right now. I just don't want to do this.
This is, you asked me earlier, like, why I had to bounce out of here. I have to meet my managers right after this, and I was not thinking being this high would be a problem, but now I'm so worried.
Oh, man.
You'll be fine.
Casual social. We're, like, hanging at a bar. It's, like,
But it's a business meeting. It's a Hollywood meeting.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm so high.
I hope they have, like, you have to remember something, otherwise your career is over.
Yeah. They're like, please, who directed Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
If you don't tell us.
Your career is over.
John Ford.
That can't be right. Harrison Ford. No. What? Ford Theater. Do you guys have any, like, weed rituals at home? Like, say like, what would be, like, something you would do? Let's run through our weed rituals. I think that's a fun thing. That's like asking like a golfer what club he uses, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yours is you ask a couple of people to come to a podcast.
Yeah. Me, I'm trying to make content. I'm monetizing my time, guys.
Good idea.
Yeah. I've now figured out a way to turn catching up with people that I don't get to actually talk to for an hour into like a sort of profession.
Yeah.
This all stemmed from, I'm like, I just want to have chats with like friends
it's
for
so
hours.
Smart. Yeah. That's so smart.
Yeah.
That's and the fun of doing the show, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with I'm Too Often High. It's like, oh, I just want to get high with friends and do funny bits.
Yeah. When me and Betsy did that one in, I can't even remember who else was there, maybe Mono, when we did that one with the taste testing.
It was
But we pretended we were so high. And we pretended that we recorded. You told us this part's actually going to come second.
Yeah.
So we were making fake callbacks.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, that was so funny.
We were setting up fake callbacks that we had to know. And we was like, and it was shit like, Abris, you were really offensive in the first act. I was like, okay, copy that. It's like, I can't believe you said that about Asian people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'll remember all this. And we were doing things like, now that's what I call baloney. You know, we're like, how do we set that up now?
We released the episode in 2 editions. One, like, edited so that it was the order of act 1, act 2, and then the other one, like, in the way it was recorded.
Yeah.
Just so our listeners could get both.
Yeah.
That's really fun. Yeah. Shit, I gotta go back and listen to that.
Yeah, go listen to both of those, because then you could see how it's so fucking silly.
The magic of weed is that I don't like listening to myself on a podcast unless it's like a super high, like the premise is a stonery.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Because then when you go back and listen, it's like you surprise yourself.
Right.
Like, this is what, Jesus Christ. I'm a fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
What was your, sorry.
I think I asked you 20 minutes ago what your ritual was. Were you trying to get it back on track?
I was trying to corral it.
And I still charged over you.
Great.
To say the same thing. You can guess what it's like to improvise with me.
Serious. Yeah, seriously,
like, literally, you're like, should we? I'm like, shut up. So you were talking about now. I've sidetracked us again. This is meta.
Man.
We're Inception, dude. We're right now. The fucking hallways are bending and shit. James, what's your blaze ritual? You come home for and also use your weed vocab, because I think when I say blaze, people kind of make fun of it. But that's like all we said growing up when
Same.
I'm from.
No, yeah. I always say Blaze.
Yeah. I thought, because I know it's Blaze break during the live show.
I love the word Blaze.
I always say want to blaze and people are like, yeah, let's blaze. And I'm like,
Right, okay. All right, so I'm assuming this guy doesn't want to smoke weed. Yeah. This fucking asshole.
Oh, I feel like this guy has kids.
Yeah.
So use your own vocab too. So I want to see like what people normally say.
Well, my ritual, I think it depends when I smoke, when I start smoking weed also just always depends on my day, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know,
but you try, like, you're not a like guaranteed wake and bake guy, right?
Not guaranteed. No, but I'd say like I wake and bake probably 3 days a week.
Right. Because you just know that day you don't have much going on.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah. Like if like Saturday and Sunday, oh, for sure. I'm waking and baking.
Right. Same here. I'm pretty much like hungover on Saturday and Sunday mornings, excited to wake and bake to get rid of my hangover. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I miss weekends. I don't feel like
Say it's a day you wake up. As a matter of fact, say it's this. It's Saturday. You have no plans and you're like, all right, I'm just going to fucking take a few hours to myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's that sesh look like? What are you doing?
So if I'm taking a few hours to myself, then I'm smoking a bong.
Yeah.
I've got a bong. I also have a pipe and a bowl. Yeah. You know, I have a couple bowls. I also love joints. I'm just not great at rolling them.
I can't roll them.
Yeah,
and that's
neither.
Why the pre-roll thing is like really...
Yeah, that's why these palm leaves interest me so much.
Oh, my God.
I got into the cones that you can stuff, like raw cones. I can do that. And then I found that when the opening's bigger, they're even easier to stuff.
That's
you
great.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then these palm leaf blunts just... A dispensary I was going to for a little while, formerly the Emerald Room on Melrose, forgot what it's called now. But I'm shouting out any weed business because I'm trying to get a weed sponsor. I'm like, fuck this, dude.
Yeah.
And so they started rolling those palm leaf blunts there, and I was like, you guys, let me try one of these. And then I was like, where do you guys roll these here yourselves? Like, nah, we order them on Amazon. And I went, and I haven't been back since.
Fucking brilliant.
Wait, maybe I shouldn't have said that. No.
Dude, I cannot wait. I can't wait to order them.
So you're pulling out your bong?
Bong. It doesn't have a name, no.
Oh, shit, dude.
No,
okay, because that's a big tradition. You have to name your bongs and your pieces where I'm from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we
interesting.
Sort of, or, I mean, at least... I still do it.
When I was in college, my roommates and I were all stoners, and we had a bong with a name.
Do you remember what it was?
It wasn't like a good name, so I wasn't going to say it, but a bong Marley.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Bong Marley.
About as like, you know, down the middle as it could be. That's a perfect one.
Just like an average stoner.
So, ours was, but we had Bill Bowl Baggins.
Bill Bowl. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
That's great.
So you'll fire up the bong?
I'll fire up the bong.
Which I think we should come up with a name for by the end of the podcast.
Yes, we
absolutely
that's
a cool
should.
Idea.
And then I will I will implement that name.
Yes.
And so usually I'll pack a big bowl and smoke a bong. I love
Do you put ice in the
I don't know. Okay. It's
I don't have a bong. That's the like bridge too far for me, I think.
Oh,
I just don't want to have one.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I know, because I love it too. Yeah. And I just don't want to be the guy that's now like smoking bongs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like at by myself.
Sure. Yeah.
And bongs to me feel like shots. You know what I mean? Like I can
absolutely.
Crack a beer by myself. I can pour a glass of wine by myself, like an old fashioned by myself. But if I'm home alone and I do a shot. Or a bong rip, it just feels too like
too
party
like
for me personally.
No,
that
makes perfect sense. Yeah,
yeah. And are you a sativa or indica guy?
Sativa during the day, indica at night. I like to do when I'm winding down.
Hybrid at dusk.
Hybrid at dusk, yeah. because my girlfriend's a stoner too, and she really likes indica. For a while, I was like. Just mainly doing sativas and hybrids, and she really likes indicas, so I've been smoking more indicas at night, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is fucking great. I really like this. It's you get used to the like speedier sativas because I do like the speedy sativa.
Me too. What's like a go-to strain of yours? If you're like, you know, like whether it's super obscure or even like the one that you're like is your Sam Adams or whatever is the strain you're like cool you have this that's what I'll take like if I don't know your selection do you have like a go-to like
I'll give you my go-to and then I'll give you my favorite my go-to sativa is probably I'd probably say it's either Blue Dream. I know some people think that's a hybrid.
Right, yeah.
Or Jack Herrera.
That's my go-to.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
it's my usually go-to, my go-to. Like
Blue Dream's mine for sure, yeah.
Yeah. So good. DJ Blue Dream.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But my favorite sativa is Lamb's Bread.
Oh yeah.
I fucking love Lamb's Bread.
I've seen it as Lamb's Breath, too. Is that possible? Or am I just... Are we having one of those Mandela effect moments?
I don't know.
There are strains that do have two names.
Right, yeah.
Similar ones.
Lamb's Bread and Lamb's Breath. Lamb's Breath is Lamb's Bread crossed with blank.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you that's what it is. Because
you'll see stuff like, you know, Blue Jack or...
Right.
Yeah. And you're like, ooh, I think I know what those two roots are. Yeah. And I'm a fan of both. I'll try that cross.
I love... That's such a fun... It's like taking like... Skittles and Twizzlers and fucking
putting them together.
How's this gonna work?
Yeah, it's so fun. Right.
Do you have any accoutrements that are always like, if you're like about to start a blaze sesh, you're like, I gotta get, make sure this is nearby, make sure this, like, do you have a spot in your house where, if, you know, like,
yeah, I like to be in my chair, right? I always smoke in my chair. I have a recliner.
This is awesome.
Yeah. And my coffee table, and I put everything is right there on my coffee table. Normally I would like smoke a bowl, then I'll go do some stuff, like maybe make some coffee or some breakfast or something. And then I like to sometimes do a little re-up with just a little bit of wax or oil.
Like a finisher?
Yeah. Yeah, almost. Yeah, like
fatality.
Yeah.
We should start saying that. We should, at the end of a live show, you should, everyone's super high, then you do a dab and go, fatality. Blackout.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but other than that, like, I'm not like Wade Boggs. I don't have any sort of like crazy superstitious like patterns or anything really.
Like, my big thing is always like a drink with, if I'm home, it's like I have a Yeti, like one of those cups. Hey, shout out another possible sponsor. I have one of those Yeti cups that keeps shit mad cold, and I just fill it with ice and water, and I have that run. I make sure that that's topped off wherever I get high, because I always get like, if I'm not standing and being social, I get like immediate lock, you know, a little bit for like 20 minutes where I get high, because I'm just like, I don't want to get up. Everything feels great.
So
I make sure to have a big ass ice water.
Right.
And if I'm really planning ahead to like, I'm settling in to watch a movie or something, and I know I might blaze one more time, I slap a little LaCroix or something on the side.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. LaCroix is really nice when you're high.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I feel like it really goes well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It
feels like you're making smart moves.
Yeah.
Right.
And we are talking about after you wake and pink.
Yeah.
Then you start making the smart decisions.
Yeah.
Drinking LaCroix instead of alcohol.
That's when you call your financial advisor.
All right.
Wake and bake first.
Let's check in on my 403B.
Call Scooter down at Bank of America.
Your guy's name is Scooter. James, get your money out of there. There's got to be some urban legend about not trusting a dude named Scooter. Drew, what about you? I'll also say that if I have nothing going on, I have like a little thing I do for myself around 4 or 4:30 on a weekday. If I'm like, I did a lot today, and I worked out, I'm like allowed to like do, I'm allowed to treat myself at like 4-ish.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I aim for 4:20 just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
I light a joint and have an iced coffee.
Ooh.
Because that's my favorite combo. Nice. I call it the poor man, well, Pally called it this and then got me hooked on it. The poor man's speedball.
Oh.
You know, like a sativa and an iced coffee can get you going.
That's a dance.
Yeah, the way I explain it is 100 miles an hour, but you don't have a GPS.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm moving, I'm ready to do shit, but
that's
I know what I need to do.
And I don't know where I'm walking circles.
Yeah, but I'm moving fast. Like, weed and iced coffee is when all of a sudden I'm like, all right, let's move this book over here. You know, like all of a sudden I'm like, I'm going to throw a load of laundry in. You know, I'm like, you feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
And that's like a fucking great... And then the pairing on a wake and bake, when I have like, it's a Sunday, I can wake up.
Oh, yeah.
A giant iced coffee and a joint.
I don't think I can do that combo. Like, coffee alone gets me too fucking zapped. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I get like crazy. I don't know. Jittery.
Because you're eating candy all day. I heard your dumbbells episode. That's true. You're eating fucking giant peanut butter cups at rehearsal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just how you keep your energy going.
Yeah. You got to keep it up.
Yeah. to keep your energy up, you just got to shove sugar just straight straight into your pancreas.
I can't have coffee. It makes me too jittery. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good chocolate point. By the palmful.
I should probably switch to coffee. It's not a bad idea.
Definitely less calories.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
And if you should take any advice from me, it's obviously nutrition. Drew is like ripped. I'm like, sure.
I'm not ripped,
is... to me, you are ripped. I'll cut James's head off right now to look like you. And you probably think you look nasty.
Cut James's head off.
Why the fuck do I lose my head on this?
Trust me.
I trust you.
Drew, so we were talking your ritual.
I don't know if I have a strict ritual, but yeah, I'll walk through the general premise of it. Yeah. Also, just you asking that question to James and the way you described it made me like immediately be like, I want to like make a short film or something about different people's rituals just in a row. Just shoot like 10 people's rituals in a row.
That's so fun. That would be fun.
As they narrate them.
That's awesome.
I mean,
it's like a Viceland. It's like a Vice.com series.
Yeah. I feel like you learn a lot. You can learn a lot about a person from their little tools.
Yeah. Oh,
you
know what
I
mean?
Yeah. That's why I'm asking. Yeah. Because I get a lot of takeaway.
You totally do. Before I answer real quick, Matt Newell, for example, watching him smoke, I feel like it's such you can tell who he is.
Yeah,
he's
for
such
sure.
a meticulous person. Like he knows he's like a fucking MacGyver of weed. He has all these great gadgets, and he'll always find the best way to smoke.
And he's like a techie guy. So he gets that crosses over. I love when you see that. You have those throwback friends that like call it grass and only really roll their own with spliffs. You know, like you can just like kind of you can do BuzzFeed. What type of blazer are you?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Are you a tweed jacket, roll your own fucking play vinyl type guy?
Yeah,
or
are
you a so you were saying?
Oh yeah, so I don't have a. If I'm smoking alone, is what we're talking here, right?
Yeah, or if you're hosting someone, because
I'm hosting, it's probably different because then it's joints usually or something like that. But if I'm alone, what it'll be, which is more often what it is, I think
there's a lot that we could not, we don't need to delve into about that. But yeah, I've been blazing a lot alone recently.
Yeah,
Social media kind of lets you be like, I'm high with my friends, and you like get stoned and get on Instagram.
Yeah,
you're like, hey, I'm partying. Who's that? Mano Agabion.
I like being high. I like being high alone.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's a little bit like a glass of wine. Some people have a glass of wine
totally,
to kind of wind down after like a hard day. That's my favorite kind of stone. Like
if you feel
like you've earned it.
Yeah.
Then I'll usually bust out the Vape Exhale, the thing I was talking about earlier, grind up some weed.
I may be purchasing this thing. So Vape Exhale wants to sponsor.
There are places. Vape Exhale is the brand. I think if you look, it's like vape and then the letter X and then hail. It is.
And it's H-E-I-L for hail?
H-E-I-L. It's Vape Exhale.
It's kind of fucked up, dude.
My Vape Exhale?
Vaping to exhale.
Whoa. Oh, no. It's just, I'm going to go too far.
Roller coaster.
I'm too high.
Gabers, I already think I did.
Gabers, you didn't have to pull out your Confederate flag. Pull that bit off.
Yeah, let the record show that if you're keeping track, I pulled out a dildo spray painted with a Confederate flag.
That does look like a Confederate flag if you look at it from very far away.
Oh, yeah. It's actually the hackiest thing ever, but it was my favorite art. My parents were kind of poor and trashy and never had art, but this was the one thing my dad had, was this weird abstract painting that has the Robert Frost poem in it.
Oh,
two words
nice.
Diverge. And that's what that is.
Oh, that's cool.
And
I couldn't read it from
it. It was like in a variety talk show in the background in like a 60s like public show on on Fox.
That's
my grandpa and my dad both worked at Fox TV, and that was passed down to me. So like,
that's awesome.
I don't actually like that type of art at all, and it's cheesy.
Oh, when I was only pointing out like that it has crosses. So
no. It
like
does look a little intense. No, I agree.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah, it could look like a swastika. It could look like it says SS. It looks like a lot of weird things, but it's so shitty and hacky. But I love it so much. But it's always like when any friend of mine that's like into art comes over and looks at it, I'm like, yeah, no. Just understand that's corny as fuck. But that's
a cool little relic of an old TV show.
Right,
to have.
Right,
that's fucking
hot. Yuck, dude.
Yeah.
So I think I was being anti-Semitic, but we wanted to continue to talk about your smoking ritual. By yourself, Fill up the vape. Yeah, fill up the vape.
So grind some weed up, put some in there. I have a coffee table and Sativa? A couch that's got my favorite strain of all time, but it's so hard to find. Oh, my favorite category of strains, and I've only had them like maybe three or four, like bought them like three or four times from this guy who's now who moved up to Bend, Oregon to be fully in the Emerald Triangle and grow weed and shit. He was like an improv dude at IO who I've thought about like calling for the podcast sometime to like do an interview with like a weed expert who's currently growing shit. Oh, you know what I mean? And he basically like almost diagnosed me and was like, this will be your favorite strain. After smoking a bunch of different strains with me, this will be your favorite category. And it's the category of strains that are the planetary OGs. So it's Jupiter OG, Mars OG, and Saturn OG. My favorite, I think, being Jupiter OG. And they're fucking... The effect they have on me is like no other weed. It's the best I've ever had. But I can never find them. I haven't smoked them in like
OG,
a year.
Indicas though?
They're hybrids, I believe, but they're indica dominant. I believe they're like a little indica dominant. But you can get ones that are slightly more hybrid, but they're indica dominant hybrids, which is not normally my favorite because I love Blue Dream, I love Sativa. But that shit hits me in the perfect way.
I always in my head this rule, I don't know if it's true or not, but maybe you can confirm. OG or Kush is always like tends to be indica or crossed with indica.
For sure. Or it's like a heavy hybrid, indica dominant hybrid. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's totally. What like those are I like indicas like at the end of the night, but I never really buy it. I'll buy like a quarter of an indica and a quad of sativa.
Yeah.
You know,
same.
To take a bowl rip before bed or something. Yeah. I have like that dosist, the Humboldt. I'm wearing the shirt and I have the pen here. I have this thing on my nightstand, and this is kind of like
We saw this at one of those weed events.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, these things are high quality, probably overpriced. And
they have separate effects, right?
Yeah, each one's labeled like sleep, which is like, according to this, it usually has what kind of weed is in it. I can't find it currently. Wow, I can't read. here it says... sleep doses. Okay, never mind. Wow, roller coaster. I wish sometimes I could edit my podcast. But there's like sleep, passion, bliss. Bliss is Jack Herron. It's like a daytime pen.
Oh.
This sleep pen is like a heavy indica oil, and this is on my nightstand. And that's usually
dope.
Like what I'll smoke like after I brush my teeth or something. Right. You know what I mean? Like with my Invisalign in, right? Like I literally laying on my side.
That's a great fucking idea.
Like
I want to get that.
Right. Yeah.
We saw it at one of those grass-fed events, you know, the ones, those weed thing, like the VR thing we went through.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They had, like, there was a place that had them, and yeah, it was
not cheap, but they're fucking great.
Yeah.
Where'd you
get them, like a dispensary?
At MedMen.
At MedMen.
Yeah.
MedMen's now, like, recreational.
Right, yeah.
Oh, fuck, I gotta go.
It kind of changed, because though, hey, MedMen, welcome to be a sponsor of the podcast. It kind of changed a little bit, though, because the edible dosages had to become more strict. So I lost a lot of your favorite, like, sort of savory edibles because the ones that aren't, like, exactly 10 milligrams per X amount or whatever.
Right. They got canned? Damn.
Yeah, they kind of, like, all those mom and pop stuff that you really liked where it was, like, around 80 or it wasn't cut up at all, or it was, like, Goldfish, you know, like, which
where
were my
just
favorite.
Scattered in it.
Yeah, it's scattered in there.
The
it's
kettle
like,
cook, I had, like, used to have, like, edible kettle cook chips, and it's been... It was one of the highest days and most fun fucking days of my life. Those were amazing. So good.
The weirdest edible food I ever had, and it was only because my family was visiting, and I would never purchase this, but it was a frozen pizza that was 120 milligrams and four slices.
Holy shit.
So like a little Elio's, and I was like, oh, those are 30 milligram slices of pizza.
That's
so me and my,
crazy.
I'll leave out who they were in case they, you know, because they are my family. We each just ate like a slice, and we're like, doot, 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 like just check. Like,
holy shit.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
To eat a slice of pizza and then just be like very,
like,
very high.
For these guys are New Yorkers, so they don't know about the edible game and how crazy it is.
Right.
So like I come out and like, this is weed pizza.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. That sounds awesome.
That's the only time you can get a New Yorker to agree that LA has good pizza.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of fucking weed in it.
Case closed.
Oh shit, dude. That was really funny. That was very, very zeitgeisty. Nice work, dude. Pulled that up and just yoked it down.
Just brought it down.
That was awesome. Sorry, Drew. Continue. No. What else is on your ritual? Yeah.
Ritual.
So if you got Jupiter OG and
that's ideally, which I haven't had in a year or so. Yeah. So usually it's Blue Dream or something like that.
Let's keep our eyes open for each other.
Yeah. If someone sees a planetary OG, any OG with a planet before it, Saturn, Mars, Jupiter. Yeah. Please.
I know what planets are.
No, but those three.
Hey, man, I know what the planets are.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Okay. If you see an OG with like a title of like, you know, I guess a body that's revolving around the sun that's like made of rock.
And keep in mind, Pluto is a dwarf star, so don't you come at me with that Pluto OG, all right, motherfucker? Do you have like a go-to beverage or snack that you got to have on hand?
What I usually have is a big jug of water, one of those like thermosy things, the fuck you call them.
Like a Keurig, not a Keurig, a Nalgene or
a Nalgene
something.
Nalgene bottle of water.
I carry around a big coffee machine and just shoot hot water into my mouth.
It's a ritual for me.
Yeah. I just, when I'm high, I love boiling hot water being sprayed down my throat. Oh, okay.
It depends on, like, I'm trying to eat healthier now, and I feel like it'll be like some kind of healthy-ish wheat pita chips or something, you know, like something low calories, but some hummus or some shit like that. Sometimes some fruit if I'm doing that. Yeah. If I'm not, if I don't care, then it's like, which is periodically for me, it's a constant up and down momentum.
Right. 80-20. Tell me what you're 80, doing. 80-20,
exactly. If I'm on the 20, then I'm like fucking, I'm talking like a pair of Pop-Tarts snapped in the middle with like ice cream in the middle of them to make an ice cream sandwich, dipped in some chocolate sauce.
Dude.
And you can you customize it. So you pick the Pop-Tarts out to match the ice cream. You know what I mean?
I got to go s'mores with a salted caramel.
Fuck it. And then get like some magic shell or some shit to dip it in.
Yes, dude.
It's the best donor snack. And the key is to take one Pop-Tart, like toast it, and then snap it in half rather than two.
Yeah.
Because two is too big to like fit in your mouth.
Like a sandwich sub at that.
You wanted to fit your mouth. So that's the perfect amount.
That's fucking great. Oh, that's awesome.
Something like that. Something like awful like that.
Go-to thing when I'm being healthy is if I'm getting high by myself, sort of like I got to prep my house or whatever, I'll have like a meal set up. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Nice. And I'll do that too.
I'll do like, all right, I got those leftover chicken thighs
and
I have some carrots. I'm going to eat like a dinner or a lunch, and that's like the only way I can be reasonable. Because if snacking, I have like no
limit
factor.
Policy.
Yeah. Like no way to slow down.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do that too. Sometimes.
So I do that a lot, and that's as I gotten older, I'm more like, all right, I'm getting high, making like turkey meatballs and marinara sauce, and I'm like proud to make myself a little weed snack, you know, some turkey meatball, like Trader Joe's turkey meatballs,
that
and like a jar of
phenomenal.
Sauce. That's and it's like a way to not eat like a fucking a disgusting amount of Doritos or some shit.
For sure, for sure.
Like I'll like, you know, grab a chip like a bowl at a Mexican place or like a salad at a Gelson's and get like super high and be like, if you eat this salad, you're allowed to like keep getting high. You know what I mean? Like I like just
that's a good way to motivate yourself to eat a fucking salad.
When people who've listened to this podcast have heard it 1,000 times, but when I'm at my healthiest, it's literally like I'm using weed as a reward. I'm like, you're not allowed to smoke if you don't hit the gym and get one thing done, and you had to eat clean once you get high.
Yeah.
And then you're allowed to the next day.
That's
I'm not
cool
gonna yell
to
at
it.
You if you get high.
Yeah.
Because the less of an indulgence you make it, the more you're like kind of like, now I can get high on a Thursday afternoon with buds because I'm like dialed in that I'm going to make tuna fish. After, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Last night I was so high after a party, but I'm trying to be so clean and healthy. Of course, by the time this episode comes out, I'll be like in gastric bypass surgery or something or cardiac arrest surgery. I'll be getting like valve put in. I came home last night, put like my classic, and you were talking about being a college meathead reminded me of this. And so I made my old classic meathead snack, which was like a dash of honey mustard in a can of tuna, and you just stir it up, and I just fucking no crackers, they just jam it down. It's like 40 grams of protein.
Yeah,
like,
good way to do it.
Yeah,
it's a really good way to do
it.
So
like that's where I'm at now. When I'm firing, that's when I'm 80. When I'm 20%, I am high looking online to find a place that click.
I'm in.
I'm spending money. That's when I'm on my bet. That's when I know I'm not going to make a good decision.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're getting food ordered? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going on like Grubhub or Postmates, two people that I would love to sponsor the podcast.
Do you have favorite weed snacks? I don't think I've ever asked you.
Oh man, if so, yeah, my favorite, like,
I love being talking to older stoners because it's like, yeah, I can't have Pop Tarts and ice cream all the time. You know,
I'll let myself do that once every fucking 3 months. Right, if exactly. I've earned, you know,
I wish. And in fact, my girlfriend and I made this the other day. My all-time favorite is fresh baked chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream on top of them.
Fuck,
so like,
yeah.
They're warm. You put the fucking vanilla ice cream on top, and you just get a spoon and just.
Oh, that's amazing!
Oh, it's
temperature
unreal.
When you're high too. Like temperature differences in food is the best.
Ice cream is like when you're super baked. Ice cream is like an adventure.
It is amazing.
You're like, whoa! That's why I like try to get that out of my ice cold water. I keep the water like freezing cold, so when it goes down, it's you're just like, this is like a sensation. Yeah. Yes, I'm enjoying
when
it.
When you get high and like, or for me, it's like when I get high and like indulge in bad snacks like that, it becomes a story, you know what I mean? It's like there's a beginning, middle, and an end to this whole thing.
This is a full-blown
ride. There's a
build-up,
there's anticipation, there's a climax, there's a come down. It's
you all learn something.
There's a change.
I'm a different person at the end.
It's so funny. I just had a thought because you were talking about how good ice cream is when you're high. Is it a fucking adventure? At some future show, we should do it. I don't know if it's an audience member or a guest or what, but like give them an experience for all their, like as a reward for something, for all their senses. Like we put like a VR thing on them.
You've got the ice canceling headphones.
We feed them fucking ice cream and shit.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Have some put a massager on their legs.
You have their feet in like a foot massager. Yeah, foot massager. And then wafting like sage. And
wafting sage for their feet.
Yeah, or like aromatherapy, like a hot towel with, eucalyptus oil on.
That'd be fun. Like just also,
it would be fun.
It would be fun to kind of watch someone go on that journey with the fucking VR thing. Yeah. Google Cardboard.
Feel like you should do it.
Yeah,
like you should be the one that receives it. You should get DJ Blue Dream.
Force other people to.
That actually is a good idea because you would have to have some sense. Like, there's got to be some sort of trust there to get on stage,
get
blindfolded, and then just get ice cream shoved into your mouth in front of 120 people.
Maybe at least DJ Blue Dream should go first.
Sure.
Just to demonstrate how much.
Sure. Like.
That's true. I'm pretty sure that if I went to a comedy show and they were looking for. For audience volunteers to do that, I'd be like, nope.
Also, you're so high.
I don't even want to look at anyone else.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's like Waisaki or someone as a reward for doing the gong bong.
He gets really high and has to do it. That's super fun.
That's fun. Yeah, if he gets ripped up by the fucking rules, and then he can at least get he can get some reward for having done.
And
all
I can
that.
Find out from him before to his favorite shit, like his favorite music and his favorite ice cream flavor. Your favorite food or
that's
whatever.
So fun. That's really
ask
fun.
It casually, like in three different parts, so he never connects it.
Exactly. Every time we're spoken together, on his birth, on the month of his birthday.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a fun idea. He doesn't listen to this podcast, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we can be confident that not a lot of people listen to this podcast. I just did the hand behind the microphone.
Such
a fucking hack.
That's so funny.
I want that exhale thing. Do you so now say like you want to throw like we're gonna get together for like a little party, me, you, and a few other like people who are we're under the impression we're gonna get together and just get super high and do some
shit. Yeah. Well, here's what I do if it's at my place. I'll be pretty pretentious about this, but I'll play like a record on a record player. Right? I like them. Nice. They're fun.
It does just look like a young hipster.
It is a young hipster. Fills up the room. All
right. I'll
pick something good. I'll pull out the vape exhale, definitely for the more accomplished stoners because I feel like it's good. But I'll also keep a rolling tray out and roll some joints. And when I say roll, I'm not great at rolling them, so probably one of those Now that I know these. Palm leaf things are available on Amazon.
Right.
They're great for a host too because that's hard to take. These are the slims, the tiny ones.
Yeah.
And, or the juniors. And they're like, they're one to the dome is heavy because of its like girth.
So
like
those are the slims or juniors?
I don't know which one.
But they're one of the two.
Yeah, they're one of the two. Then there's like king size, which is like over a gram. Yeah. Like that's what maybe you have for the show.
If right.
You bring that to the show. That's smart. A couple of those.
Yeah.
I wish I could find a place that sold top shelf pre-ground weed.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like if you if I could pay extra for to just get like a quad of Blue Dream shredded, I don't even have to grind it, and just immediately stuff like for like a party for hosting.
For a party for sure.
You stuff like 20 joints.
Because there is a pleasure in the joint ritual also. You know, part of the grind, like at least for me, the part of the grinding and shit like that is like, oh, it's a little transition from normal life before I'm really high.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's that little moment of like, all right, I'm doing something different now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it. I don't know. And then, yeah.
Like some fucking popcorn or some
syrup. Oh, yeah. Pop some snacks up, popcorn and shit. Yeah.
Popcorn's good because, like, it satisfies moving your mouth and you can do it for, like, hours, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes for eating, like, when I'm stoned, I don't realize it, but I just want a different flavor in my mouth.
Right.
It's like, you know, they say sometimes when you feel like you're hungry, you might actually just be thirsty.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes when you think you have the munchies super hard, you just have kind of a cotton mouth. Yeah. And like if you're like, that's why I'm trying like fluids as like seltzer and water when I'm high, like trying not to get myself to break off and start jamming down chips and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should we do? Let's come up with a little weed event for the three of us to do now and whoever else. Like, what would be something fun? Like, go see Ready Player One in IMAX 3D
together.
Oh, yeah.
You should come to a high review with us.
Yeah, you really should.
Because, you know, Matt Noel does the high review segment, and we always go, we get high
like
and go.
Yeah, we go somewhere and then record it a bunch. I get really high, edit it. You know, the idea is just like, it's a little document of the.
Of like some sort of event, right?
Yeah, and we've done like shit. It's been almost all good stuff. There's very few. The one, like the first one we did was the craziest. We went to Psychiatry and Industry of Death, the Scientology Museum.
Oh, fuck that.
It's crazy.
Stoned as hell.
Yeah, yeah. But normally, yeah, it'll be like
high,
go to a
high out of our minds.
Yeah. Like we've been to the Long Beach Aquarium and, you know, shit like that. Or like
we went to a Clippers game.
Clippers game.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wild shit. And we're planning one in Little India in Artesia.
Where I'm gonna tour guide them through.
Basically, I'm gonna like structure the day. So it's like Indian food for sure.
Oh shit!
Indian, there's like great snacks and sweet places there. Like some kind of shopping. I feel like one of those like Indian stores.
Everyone should leave with like a culturally appropriated outfit.
Yes,
Like for
I want the final shot of it to be all these guys dressed
trying something on. Right?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Oh man.
Yeah,
James and Asari.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
And then I'll edit it all like a Bollywood movie.
Yeah.
Everyone dance.
That would be so funny. That's so
I think we
funny.
Got I mean it'll
we
be so funny. If you want to be in part of that.
Yeah.
I love Indian food. And I'm like but I eat Indian food like the way the whitest person eats Chinese food. Where
same.
I'm like, I love Chinese food, but and then you go and have like food in San Gabriel Valley, and
different.
You're like, oh, this is real Chinese food.
Yeah,
a step past. So I want to like not eat butter chicken and samosas and stuff.
Yeah,
or, I mean, I want to eat that.
And you can and other shit.
Yeah,
yeah
I want
sure.
to introduce the stuff that's
same.
Like this isn't insanely spicy. I think you can handle this.
It's also like not a super well known neighborhood around LA because it's like about a half hour out of the city. It's like towards Disneyland almost.
Yeah.
And
that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I think Tiff would be down too. We're big fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We'll
I know it's like maybe even like culturally offensive to go, we love Indian food. We'll
no,
go
not
with
all.
You. But
no, not at all.
Yeah.
It's the best thing to hear culturally. It's it's culturally complimentary.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be really fun.
So what we're talking about is plugging your live show and podcast called I'm Too Effing High. So you guys do a monthly live show out of UCB Franklin, and
with
now you're also
one.
Doing one at Dynasty Typewriter.
Yeah, we're doing a new monthly show. It's a satellite show that we're doing. It's sort of like a variety show
with like a weed light weed theme.
Yeah, with a weed theme at Dynasty Typewriter, and the different like the main show that we do is you know we get comedians high and have them do comedic challenges.
That's my least favorite part of the show.
The
I love everything else about doing your show, and then when you're like it's time to do
the
challenges, I'm like, ugh, it feels like come on man, this is more fun just chopping
know.
It up. And then you I love fucking I make it so hard for you to get to do something.
It's so funny.
Yeah, if you listen to any of the Gabrus episodes, they're three hours and 45 minutes.
It's
I
so
will not
funny.
Let James. And then he refuses to bail on stuff that's in this. I'm like, yes. Okay, so now you are a basketball coach. I'm like, God damn it. I cannot force him to get out of this.
Gabriel's method of coming on a show is to try to bully the host out of doing the structure of the show.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm having so much fun. Can we switch it to what I like? That's like Doughboys too. I just ruined Doughboys. Yeah. I just show up and I'm like, fuck you guys. You're dumb. This show's dumb. I love you.
That's why you can never get, you'll never be on Conan.
Right, right. Yeah, sit on the panel. Yeah. What is this asshole? Team Coco. I'm actually a huge fan of Conan. If you want to sponsor the podcast or just put me in a fucking sketch, I'll do sag scale. Daddy, daddy needs a little bit. Daddy needs a nibble.
Daddy needs a nibble.
And then and we have some LA listeners. Drew, you're in Sunday Company at Groundlings.
That's right.
Sunday night shows, right?
Yeah, there. Come to that. Come to Harold Night at UCB.
Harold Night at UCB. James, you're on Harold Night, right? Or no?
No, I'm on Outside Dog. Dog, right? Yeah, we're graduated team on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights at Sunset, right?
At Sunset, yeah.
So check those guys out of your LA base. Check out their podcast. As always, I'm at Gabrus on Twitter. Oh, what are your Twitters? Maybe people tweet at us their weed rituals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, good luck. If anyone can spell this, well, they're also high. It's just my name, at
Drew Budesing. It will be in the description of the episode. Oh, great, great. Yeah.
That's my name, at Drew Budesing, DHRUVUDAYS.
Of course he says it so fast. It's how many people do it. Like an Indian auctioneer. I didn't do an accent. Don't do an accent. Don't do an accent.
I think you called culturally offensive too early in the podcast.
I know earlier I said that wasn't culturally offensive, but now.
But here we go.
I mean, Gabers, you've directed my mod team. I feel like there's never going to be anything more offensive than just you pitching ideas.
I'm like, what if he's a terrorist? You're like, all right, man.
I was a writer on Nephew when Gabers was directing, so I wasn't even supposed to be in sketches. And then Gabers put me up, which I will also admit, I fucking loved doing.
I asked your permission. I sort of got approval.
It was the funniest. I was in a sketch to be... There was a line in a sketch where someone says to Betsy, listen, you're the only one who speaks Arabic here. You got to translate this. And Gabriel's put me in it just to be also at the desk and to look and to do this gesture.
It's like a Betsy small who shrug. Looks like a human cartoon.
Yeah. That's so funny.
You are the only person who speaks Arabic. And you're like,
I'm like,
the hackiest joke.
That's a great joke.
It was hilarious.
So you're comfortable with what I just pretending to be
a
completely different ethnicity, but without doing anything about it, just saying, like, I kind of look like that. You're like, yeah, I'm okay. So, James, what was your Twitter?
You can actually tweet at I'm Too Effing High, which
perfect.
Yeah,
the show's Twitter. Tweeted us your weed rituals. I'm curious what everyone's weed rituals are.
I would love
are.
To know the weed rituals.
Yeah, I would love to hear it too.
At I'm Too Effing High.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
Yeah, man.
I really appreciate it.
Man.
Yes.
So fun.
Super fun.
Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.